Let's start with the first district, Brandywine, its referendum. The district's framing this proposal in a way that's kind of unusual in Delaware. Explain to us what they're doing differently than what most districts do with these tax referendums.
Well, typically in a referendum, what will happen is a district will seek an increase either for operating expenses or for capital improvements. And on occasions, if a district needs revenue for both capital and operating expenses at the same time, it will have two separate questions on the referendum ballot. What Brandywine is doing is actually a proposal that has three pieces to it, but they're pulling them all together with one question. So they're looking for additional money for operating expenses. They're looking to issue new bonds for capital improvements. And on top of that, they're asking for a relatively small tax increase of a nickel per $100 of assessed valuation over 3 years so that they can put artificial turf on athletic fields at the district's high schools.
And do they feel like this is a concept that's that will make it more likely for these referendums in the past than giving people kind of a buffet of things to choose from, and where they could say, well, I like this, I don't like that, or I just want to support up to a point, but not as much as they're asking for?
Well, I think in terms of tacking the turf fields in there, that's probably what's going on. As far as the capital improvements portion of this referendum goes, what's happening is that they're looking for about $50 million in projects, and so, and approximately 20 million of that would be funded by the district. But the way that's working is there's really no tax increase, because bonds that were issued for previous construction projects are expiring, so the new bonds that would be issued here would essentially cancel them out. So they're saying there's really no tax increase there. So why have a separate referendum for construction projects which are not going to increase your taxes? So I think that's why they're trying to roll it all together. And the other overriding theme that district officials and referendum supporters are telling me is, it's all one package. If you're supporting the schools, you're supporting our operations, you're supporting our construction projects, you're supporting the athletic programs, which in those fields are going to be available for community use as well. So, they say, look at this holistically, look at the whole package rather than individual pieces. That's essentially the philosophy behind the approach they're taking this year.
Cost or no cost, what is part of that construction capital proposal?
Okay. Well, the capital proposal includes work at Carcroft and Claymont Elementary Schools and at Brandywine High School. Carcroft is the only school in the district that has not been upgraded to the state's current standards for safety. The key point that they make is that when you go in the front door at Carcroft, you're not funneled directly into the school office. So as a result, somebody can go in the front door and in effect wander throughout the building without checking in at the office. And that's pretty much a no-no as far as school security is concerned these days. Claymont Elementary, this was originally a high school and then later became a middle school. It's gone through numerous iterations, and in the process, a lot of work that has been needed over time just hasn't gotten done. They need a lot of work in the auditorium, new seats and lighting there, improvements to classrooms and bathrooms, a new roof. Another part of this is the district's facilities building is alongside the high school. Alongside the Claymont School, and that causes problems for pedestrian and vehicle safety, cars getting in and out. So they're going to tear down that building, and they're going to move the district's facilities and maintenance operation over about a mile away to Pennsylvania Avenue, which is where the district's central office had been located until a couple of years ago. Brandywine is a fairly large number of smaller sorts of improvements. Some roof issues, bathroom upgrades, a lot of window replacements, compliance with the Americans for Disabilities Act, and improving the parking lot and the curbs and around the entranceways. So it's a collection of a lot of things. It's not like they're gutting the school or anything like that. Yeah.
on the operations side, what are they looking for there in terms of amount of money, and what are they needed for?
Well, this is where all the money is comes as part of the referendum, the 28 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. In essence, what's going on here is that every year, every organization's costs increase. And in Brandywine's case, the programs that they're talking about that could be at risk if the referendum isn't passed are programs that voters approved in a referendum 4 years ago. So things that were added 4 years ago, and then some other programs that have come in because they've gotten special grants from the state, from the federal government, that are working well and that they would like to continue. Examples include there's a musical strings program for children from grades 4 through 12. Not many school districts have something like that. Brandywine does. They want to make sure that they keep it. There's the AVID program, which is a program which targets students who no one else in their family has gone to college before. It provides them with additional supports as they go through high school so that they are prepared to go to college. And you get a diploma with the right number of credits, the right classes, and go to college. A number of other things like that were started over the last 3 or 4 years. They need that money to carry on. And as I say, you've got the continuing escalation, salaries, healthcare costs, and all that. 28 cents per hundred is what they're looking for to cover that.
And finally, where do the turf fields fit in with this Brandywine proposal?
Okay, as I indicated earlier, the turf fields would be at each of the high schools. They're going to do two. They want to do two at each high school: the football field and one other field. It might be the lacrosse field, the soccer field, the field hockey field. One or the other at each of the high schools. The Brandywine has had problems in the past year with some of their good athletic teams qualifying for the state tournament, qualifying for a home game in the tournament, and then to have the state's athletic officials come out, look at the field, and say, this field isn't suitable for playing a tournament game, and the Brandywine teams have had to go to another field in another district and essentially play a home game on the road. The artificial turf should resolve that problem. And the other point that officials have made to me is that these fields are used by youth and community football teams and all sorts of other local athletic organizations when the school teams aren't using them. Again, the turf will provide a better surface in terms of maintenance. They're not going to have to worry about maintaining it, and the grass dying, becoming exceptionally muddy, all those sorts of things that can cause problems with athletic fields.
What are Brandywine officials telling you about how long this money will last should the referendum be approved? Because it's usually the first question people ask is like, well, when are you going to come back to me again? Is this one going to take them well into the future?
Brandywine is saying 3 years, and they hope for four. And in the past, as I recall, that's pretty much what they've been doing. They'll tell you how long they hope it will last, and in the past they've done a pretty good job of squeezing one more year out of it. Now, the one caveat here that Brandywine officials are particularly cautious of is AstraZeneca, for instance, in the past year, they demolished a number of buildings on their campus over on Concord Pike. Mm-hmm. As a result, they went to Newcastle County for a reassessment of their property. They got the property values lowered for that site. That's costing Brandywine $1 million a year. There are other properties in the district: the former Claymont Steel, Evraz Steel property, the titanium dioxide plant at Edgemoor that DuPont ran. That was closed after Chemours took over. The district is fearful that the owners of these facilities could go to the county and also ask for tax reductions, and that could have an impact because that would reduce the revenue flow to the district. So that's one of those imponderables right now. Well, it's not exactly an imponderable, but because it could happen, but could mean that they only get three and they can't stretch it to 4 years for this referendum.